"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. And if you missed our interview with Mark Krikorian last half hour, that is a must listen. And he explains the ramifications of the Supreme Court today allowing Texas, at least for the time being, to continue with its new law and arresting illegal aliens they see crossing the Rio Grande into Texas, that they could be arrested under a state law for coming here illegally. That's actually a shocking decision, because usually the Supreme Court sides with the federal government against the states. Moist line number 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. You can call and vent and leave all your complaints about the world there. We now have Steve Gregory with at least two stories. First one is about this Lebanese illegal migrant who claims that he's from Hezbollah and was headed to New York to build a bomb.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's talk about the first one. And you know what? I want to go back a little bit. This story of Texas, the first thing I thought of, John, was SB 1070 in Arizona.
Yes.
Remember when we were down there?
Yeah, I do. And, yeah, I was mentioning that last hour, and the Supreme Court's voted against Arizona that you can't have a law that supersedes federal policy.
I remember sitting in that state Supreme Court argument in their courthouse there in Phoenix. I remember that, and I remember when the show was live out there, and I was out there with you guys, and that was a big deal. But in essence, that's exactly what Arizona wanted to do.
Yeah,
they wanted to make it a state crime. And I wonder now if this is going to set precedent.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
For the first time that I can remember, a state won against the federal government over immigration policy.
And look what it took to do that. A Supreme Court that is stacked in a certain direction.
Right. Well, that's what Mark Krikorian said is the only reason he could think of.
Yeah.
The court has undergone a dramatic change in the last 12 years.
It's interesting. And we were just talking off air, too, about how it's time for me to head back down to the border. There's so much going on down there. So we're putting that together now.
Well, the more Texas is tightened up, the more they're going to slide into Arizona and California.
It happens every time. I think it was Operation Eagle or Eagle Flight or something like that. And then I remember the advocacy groups got upset because California had been closing off all of the arteries to come across the border. And it was forcing migrants to go out into the desert. And then they were dying or they were getting severely injured or ill. And the advocacy groups were blaming the government for forcing them to go out into dangerous territory. And right. I remember those lawsuits. And that's what happens. And you're right. As they squeeze that off, it's going to be coming down Arizona, Nogales sector and San Diego sector.
Let's talk about this Lebanese.
So going back to this. So what happened last week, FBI Director Christopher Wray told an intelligence committee, congressional subcommittee, that there was some concern now that a lot of people from Middle Eastern countries and countries that are on the United States terrorist watch lists are making their way to Mexico. Now, traditionally, when they use Mexico as a gateway into the U.S., they would go down there, find their coyote or their smuggler, and then they would pay him, and then they would come up, and it would all be over, and then they'd get into the country. But now, because there's a lot of attention at the border, these individuals are going into Mexico, and then they're just taking it easy. They're assimilating into the culture. These guys that typically wear the long black beards, mm-hmm. they're shaving their beards, and they're trying to look more like a Mexican national. And they're starting to learn Spanish. They're immersing themselves into the Spanish culture, learning the language, getting fake IDs, so that when they're ready to make their journey across the border, then anything that happens to them, they're being considered Mexican nationals. So they'll be treated, and especially with the agents I've talked to in the California area, they're concerned because the biometrics in Mexico don't match the biometrics in the United States. So when they come across the border with paperwork in hand, that paperwork's not going to match any database in the United States unless they're already in a database in the U.S.,
right?
Homeland Security database or Customs Border Protection. So in essence, they're going to be treated as a Mexican national and not a hostile.
Right.
And this is starting to happen at a pretty high pace. And it's starting to concern the FBI, which is concerning the CIA.
So they can create fake Mexican identification papers that will pass a Border Patrol inspection?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't pass Border Patrol inspection because once they illegally enter into the country and they turn themselves in, then they're now treated like anybody in a situation like that, catch and release. So then they're treated. And if they can't verify their identity, the best they can do is just enter their name and information into the U.S. database and tell them, here's your court date in 5 years.
So it's a fake name.
Yeah.
They've adopted a fake identity and they've changed the way they look, shaving off their beard, looking more Mexican. Mm-hmm. And they start speaking Spanish and that works.
That's why the FBI is worried.
Well, what are we going to do about that?
I'm not here to talk about that. That's not why I was called in here today.
No, had anybody suggested that they have a plan?
Well, I think that's why he's bringing it to the congressional subcommittee's attention. It's like, hey, by the way, folks, we've got these issues going on, and I think they're going to have to come up with something.
And are these real terrorists?
Well, they're on a terrorist watch list, or they're coming from a country that's on a terrorist watch list.
I see. And to get on a terrorist watch list as an individual, what does that take?
Well, I mean,
like how serious? Because I hear about these terror watch lists all the time, and we're told that they're always sneaking in, but nothing bad happens or hasn't happened in a long time. So I wonder, are these wannabe braggarts, but they really don't have the capabilities?
And that we don't know. I mean, but presumably, if you're on a terrorist watch list, A, you're never supposed to be able to enter the U.S. Illegal means. You can't get on a plane that comes into the United States. You can't even be issued a ticket on an airline because your name immediately goes through a database. And all the airlines that service the United States have your name at their disposal. So if you're on that name, you're not getting a plane ticket unless you have fake IDs. And it's supposed to be that way for every mode of transportation coming into the U.S., including land borders.
Right.
So that's why. Do you want me to keep going or do you want to...
Well, I want to talk about the Hezbollah guy. Let's talk about the Hezbollah guy for a couple of minutes.
You're going to? Sure.
Yeah.
So now to this point, I wanted to set it up because now we actually have an individual, according to some published reports now, that on March 9th near El Paso, Texas, a man named Basil Ibadi, he's 22 years old, was caught by Border Patrol. And as he was being questioned by Border Patrol, he admitted that he had been trained by Hezbollah and that he was a part of what they considered a foreign terrorist organization. And when they asked him, you know, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, my plan was to get here, go to New York and build a bomb. And so then he started talking about all his training in Hezbollah and what he was doing as a trained soldier in Hezbollah. And so this really, and this is a separate story from the one I just told you, but now they're related because this is exactly what the FBI director is concerned with.
I wonder why he would do that. He could have just played dumb. Why would he say, oh, yeah, I'm Hezbollah. I want to build a bomb. Like, what would cause? Because from what I read, he spent a lot of years already, even though he's only 22, getting trained.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times these individuals, when they come over there, and I think he mentioned in his comments that, you know, he didn't necessarily want to kill people. But yeah. He felt like he was obligated to do it because that's what he was conditioned to do.
Yeah.
So in the case of this guy and in some before him, a lot of times they come over and they want to make a deal with the United States. I'll give you intel. If you give me an identity, put me in witness protection.
Oh, I see.
And let me start a new life.
Oh, so he might be a defector in a way.
Pretty much, yeah.
I see. Okay, so that explains what his motivation would be.
If that's his motivation. If not, you got to remember there's probably one or two more people
that
aren't going to fess up, and who knows? That's the big concern of the federal government.
He's like one of those mafia guys who finally decides to become
clean,
an informant for the FBI, and ends up in North Dakota running a chicken farm.
Right, and he'll end up being on a Netflix special.
Right. Yeah. All right, Steve. Good stuff.
You got it.
Thank you. We will continue, and I know Deborah wants to get to the Deborah Grossman story. Rebecca Grossman story.
Deborah Grossman. How dare you?
Sorry. Rebecca Grossman story. That's next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Rebecca Grossman, we were talking about this last hour and we got interrupted because there was breaking illegal immigration news in Texas. And we'll talk more about that issue later on in the show. But Rebecca Grossman, she was the one who was convicted running over two boys, Mark and Jacob Iskander, back in 2020. They were 11 and 8 years old. She is facing 34 to life in prison. She's going to be sentenced soon. She's sitting in jail. And she's trying to get the case reversed, get a new trial, get it blamed on her ex-boyfriend, Scott Erickson, who she was out drinking and racing with that afternoon when she ran the boys over. She's still married to her husband, Dr. Peter Grossman, who is the medical director at the Grossman Burn Center. He and Rebecca were the founders. So here's what she's been doing while in jail. It turns out that two jurors have said that three other jurors were contacted by a private investigator working for Rebecca Grossman. His name is Paul Stuckey. Now, this is unusual because only court personnel get to see the juror list, and then the judge in this case sealed the juror's personal information. So months later now, how are these jurors getting phone calls? According to the prosecution, and this is Deputy DA Ryan Gould and Jamie Castro, the investigator did not properly identify himself, stated he was a private investigator for the Iskander family. The Iskander family is the victims, obviously, in the case. It's their kids who got run over. Stuckey does not work for the Iskanders or the prosecution, but for Grossman. So they claim he was misrepresenting himself. And the prosecutor said the only way in which the defense could have obtained this personal juror identification was either by photographing the jury list that was presented to the attorneys or copying the names down off the list. This is jury tampering and illegally in possession of jury personal identifying information. Now, they asked the judge to ban Grossman from contacting the Iskanders. Can you imagine that? They thought she was going to call them up. They want her phone privileges ended because she was calling up her daughter and her still husband, and she's trying to create these scenarios to influence the judge, influence the public, influence other witnesses. I'll explain. In a conversation on February 23rd, when she got convicted, she told her daughter, "I want you to unblock the videos." Alexis, the daughter, says, "I will." Dr. Peter Grossman then says, "Everything you want us to put out, honey, let us know." She still gets a honey after all this. Ran down two kids. If your husband ran down two kids, would you still be giving him the honey?
No.
We're going to put it all out. I want you to put everything out. And this refers to body camera footage from a sheriff's deputy at the scene after the crash. She thought there was something in the video that would exonerate her. But the judge had sealed all that evidence. Grossman also told her husband to call a Channel 11 news reporter to whom they sent the video. Talk to her about it. Is she going to play that? Said Rebecca. Peter said in return, Rebecca, you know, we wrote this. I don't want you to say anything on the phone right now. And she says, why? It's the truth. It's good to point here that all her conversations were recorded. And I think every dodo in the world knows that prison conversations are recorded. So she's openly conspiring with her husband and her daughter. And the deputy DAs have all the material. She then spoke to her husband about a board member of the Grossman Burn Center. And that doctor has a patient named Susan Manners. Manners was one of the three witnesses who testified she'd seen Grossman's white Mercedes hit the boys in the crosswalk. So Grossman was upset that the doctor had not influenced Susan Manners' testimony. You following this? Yeah. Manners was the patient of a doctor at the burn center. And she's saying to her husband, well, why didn't he get her not to testify? She actually saw the moment it happened. And then she tells her daughter, if we can get witnesses to come forward and say they were told to say things, that can get us a new trial. She wanted her daughter to find a witness who was never called by the defense and saw a black car, not a white one, strike the boys. The black car would be Scott Erickson. Boy, she must be a handful, huh? She's got the husband. She's got the boyfriend. Now she's trying to frame the boyfriend, and she's coercing the husband. We have to get the real story out there about everything behind us and everything that wasn't done and all the things that were hidden from the jury and how the media influenced the entire trial and how they were releasing all this stuff to the media just to make me look like a monster. And we know how the jurors were influenced by it. And her daughter goes, I'm going to do everything for you, Mom, everything. And so is Dad. Now, listen to Miss Delusional. This is Rebecca Grossman. I was so in shock to have all 12 jurors convict. They're the worst jurors. I knew they were bad jurors. The whole jury selection thing didn't work for us at all. They weren't on my side from the beginning. I just knew it. They're not supposed to be on your side. They're supposed to listen to the evidence.
Well, I mean, she's never found herself in a position like this before, right?
Yeah.
She's used to getting everything she wants and everything going her way. So I'm sure she is quite shocked.
What is with this jury thing? What? These 12 people are going to decide my fate. Who the hell are they? Wow. And then she goes, every single witness has a different story. How could there not have been reasonable doubt? Because your car had the dent and the blood. That's why. And then she says, you should call Scott Erickson and tell him to get on a video and that he needs to confess.
When are we going to hear from him? And when's he going to start bad-mouthing her?
I don't know. Isn't he mysteriously quiet?
Yes.
Although I could see not wanting to get involved.
I'm sure he has an attorney who shut up.
Yeah, right. If you shut up, nothing bad's going to happen. Wow. That was good judgment on his part. Peter Grossman thinks his wife, Rebecca, is a sacrificial lamb and agrees that Scott, well, listen to his quote. I know he needs to confess, but right now I can't even talk about the case. But that guy needs to know you're in jail for him, and it drives me crazy. Well, tell him to make a video and confess, Rebecca tells her husband. I have a family. Well, so did the Iskanders, but you took care of that. Wow. She's like a cartoon character from a nighttime soap opera. But I love the part. I was so in shock to have all 12 jurors.
I'm sure she was.
Look at all this money I paid for these attorneys.
Right. You failed me.
Wow. More coming up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we are going to talk to a man who was on the Alaska Airlines plane that when the door plug blew out. He's one of seven passengers who filed a lawsuit against Alaska Airlines, Spirit AeroSystems, and Boeing. And we will speak to him and his attorney coming up after 3 o'clock. This was going from Portland to Ontario. He lives in Upland. He was coming home after a New Year's vacation in Oregon, and he and his friend were sitting in row 27. And if you remember, the door plug blew out in row 26. So we'll talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. Now, continuing coverage of the corrupt Gavin Newsom, Mr. President. Nobody wants to say this out loud, but it appears, how can I say this without getting a defamation lawsuit? I'll just read the facts. You decide. Greg Flynn has been his friend for many, many years. Greg Flynn is a billionaire. He owns a lot of businesses, included 24 Panera Bread locations. Flynn has given Gavin Newsom $164,000. Imagine spending $164,000 on that dud. Well, obviously, Flynn had to get something in return, and it looks as if when they passed a law mandating $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers, there was one exemption in the bill, and that went to Panera Bread. And again, Greg Flynn, Newsom's friend, owns 24 Panera Breads, and the exemption was hysterical. You don't have to pay $20 an hour if You operate a bakery and sell bread as a standalone menu item. Seriously. And somebody noticed that and basically accused Newsom of taking a bribe, selling the exemption to his buddy Greg Flynn. And at first Newsom said, well, that's just the sausage making of legislation. And then when he realized what it looked like, that it looked like he was a corrupt fool. Well, no, there's no such thing. It's not in there. Blah, blah. Well, it was in there. And now the legislature is passing a cleanup bill because Newsom made a big mess of doo-doo out of this. Now there's Assembly Bill 610, the cleanup bill. And here's what it does. It doesn't rescind the exemption for Panera Bread. I mean, after all, Greg Flynn already invested $164,000 with Newsom. What it does, it adds more exemptions. Now, two reasons for all these exemptions. Either they wanted to cover up the Panera Bread exemption by loading on, you know, seven or eight others. Or other people who had donated money said, hey, how about me? How about me? I gave Newsom 100 grand. What do I get out of this? So here's what's in the new bill. You're exempted from $20 an hour. You don't have to pay $20 an hour to your employees if your fast food restaurant is located in an airport, or in a hotel, or connected to with an event center. An event center is anything more than 20,000 square feet or 1,000 seats, where you have public performances, sporting events, business meetings. It's like when you go to a stadium and maybe they've got In-N-Out Burgers, right? Or Shake Shack. Things of that nature. Arenas, racetracks, concert halls. Let's see. So it's airport, hotel, event center. Number four, theme park. Okay? You have any fast food franchises inside a theme park? You get an exemption. Number five, a public or private museum. You get an exemption. Number six, a gambling establishment. Number seven, a for-profit corporation and its affiliates. So if you get a franchise, I guess, to provide food to employees, that's part of their commissary, I guess, you get an exemption. Wait, there's more. You get an exemption if you're located on land owned by the state, a city, a county, or any political subdivision of the state, or a port district, or land managed by a port authority, or a public beach, a public pier, a state park, a municipal, regional park, a historic district. If you're in a historic business district and you own a Taco Bell, you get an exemption there too. So let's see how many exemptions were stacked on the Panera Bread exemption. Airport, hotel, event centers, three, theme park, four, museum, five, gambling, six, for-profit corporation, seven, a state, eight, city, nine, county, 10, port district, 11, public beach, 12, public pier, 13, state park, 14, 15, 16, 17. I count at least 17 exemptions on top of Panera Bread. This, and I bet you that every major fast food chain is covered by these 17 exemptions. Somewhere, everybody's got a franchise located so that Panera Bread, see, because now Newsom could say, no, we gave it out to a lot of different places. They couldn't take away the exemption for Panera Bread because then Newsom would have to admit that looks like he took a bribe, doesn't it? I think a reasonable person might conclude that. Yeah, he's going to be president. I tell you, when he makes a boob mistake, it's a whopper. It's taking money from his Panera Bread buddy and giving him a minimum wage exemption. It's going to the French Laundry and sitting there for 3 hours without a mask, you know, in the first few months of COVID. I mean, when he does something stupid, it is stupid. That's really something else. When we come back, I always am attracted to headlines with the word vile in it. I think you'll enjoy this story, too.
I'm sure I will. Yeah.
Vile. It involves food.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I saw it, and I even saved it. I was going to do it yesterday, and I thought, wait, no, Deborah's not here.
So. You're so sweet.
Thank you. You'll enjoy this or not.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we have one of the passengers from the Boeing flight, the original troubled flight, Alaska Airlines, the door plug, which goes back to January 5th. This stuff has been going on now for 2.5 months. And one of the passengers was sitting in row 27. The door plug blew out in row 26. So this guy had quite the traumatic experience. His name is Huey Tran. Huey Tran and his attorney, Ari Friedman, coming on to talk about what it was like being on the plane when the door plug blew out right in front of him. And that's coming up just after 3 o'clock. They were traveling from Portland to Ontario here in California. All right. I guess we should have a content warning if you have children in the room or you're otherwise sensitive. Well, I told you. The headline is Man Charged with Vile Acts at a Safeway Market. This is in Colorado in the Fort Collins area. Safeway had hired Stephen Masalta, 32 years old. And I guess they put him in the fruits and vegetables aisle.
Oh. I know where this is going.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You want to take a guess?
No,
out loud?
No, no, no.
All right.
Let you have your fun.
Well, there's video, and Masalta recorded his own video for this. And it shows him pleasuring himself onto the fruits and vegetables and some baked goods. And I love the way this is written, all of which were not commercially sealed. Some of the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Uh-huh. That is disgusting.
I waited all day for this moment just to hear you say
that. And that, you know what? What is wrong with you guys to do that? I mean, was he videotaping people actually grabbing those so he could kind of, you know, get off on knowing that they're going to eat that?
You know, I think so.
Bodily fluids.
Why are you saying you guys, too? This is one guy.
That's right.
It's not us.
Well, that's right.
It wasn't a woman.
I have never done that. Have you done that, Eric?
Never.
Okay.
And I worked in a grocery store.
Yeah. I'm never. Well, I think yeah, he did videotape people buying the fruits.
Of course he did. And because, then he goes home at night, and you can imagine what else he does.
Yeah, yeah. The video clips have allowed detectives to identify alleged victims. He's been charged with 16 attempted accounts of sexual assault. And he was doing this on kids, too. He was videotaping kids.
God.
Jeez. He is locked up. Well, at least they lock him up in Larimer County, because, you know, here that wouldn't happen. $25,000 bond. And he was an employee of Safeway. They had a search warrant and they found the video evidence. They seized all his electronic devices, his misdemeanors, felony counts. He was busted just last month on similar charges that he was pleasuring himself outside coffee shops and businesses in Fort Collins, and Safeway hired him. Apparently no background checks at this Safeway.
Do we know what produce he pleasured himself on?
Oh, what kind of produce?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say in this report here.
Well, that's another reason that you should really wash your produce before you eat it.
Good point. Excellent shopping tip there. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, this is why I would never buy fruits or vegetables. You know, it actually bothers me. The fruits and vegetables are one of the few foods that are out in the open there with no wrapping on them or packaging.
There needs to be a security guard around those fruits and veggies so that this doesn't happen.
And you know, it takes a little while to do this. So, I mean, did nobody notice?
Right.
No security cameras?
People were just in shock and they wanted to watch until it was over?
I don't know. Anyway.
Thanks for saving that lovely story for me. Thank you.
Hey, you're the vegan. You eat these fruits and vegetables. I keep telling you there's a lot of danger out there.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest with you, most of the veggies that I do eat are packaged. Oh. And this is a good reason
why. Yeah, you want bagged lettuce. Oh, by the way, you know the, I don't know if you bought into this one, but the intermittent fasting craze?
Yes, I have tried it, and I know a lot of people that do it.
Yeah, this is where you you don't eat for 16 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
And you cram your meals into an 8-hour period, and supposedly you lose weight. Do you lose weight doing that?
I did.
You
people,
did?
People yeah. do, yeah.
Okay. Practically doubles your chances of strokes and heart attacks.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I did not like that headline one bit.
I don't know why. They don't know why either. They just found that they looked at a group of intermittent fasters against people who don't do it, and they found a big increase in strokes and heart attacks.
Well, you know, I eat dinner at 4:30, you know, when I get home, and then I don't eat again until the morning.
4:30 for dinner?
I'm starving.
Yeah, and you know what it is. It's... It's daffodils.
Maybe sometimes I live on the edge and I'll eat at 5.
Yeah, it's weeds and flower petals.
Grandma.
I can't have dinner till like 7.
Oh, no, that's too late. I don't like it sitting in my stomach.
Aren't you? Don't you wake up like crazy hungry?
No. You know, I barely sleep anyway.
You don't eat. You don't sleep.
I eat plenty, John, just early.
Now, why do you scarf down those In-N-Out French fries so fast?
Yeah, I am hungry during the day.
We're going to have Huey Tran and his attorney, Ari Friedman, coming up next after the news. Huey was on the Alaska plane, and the door plug blew out right in the row in front of him. So he saw it all. Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.